Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they didn't believe in ghosts until the Ouija board cracked a mirror. Cranked the heat to hell and yanked someone by the ankle. Now they believe.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we'd love to hear them. Please press subscribe, whatever platform you are listening to us on right now, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever, you know, whatever the other one is, just hit subscribe so you don't miss any of the ghost stories. If you like listening to ghost stories, we give you more ghost stories than anybody. More Americans get their ghost stories from Real Ghost Stories Online than from any other ghost story source. You like that?
I think that might be true.
That was the, I think it actually probably is true.
I was going to say, because at first I'm like, haha.
Oh wait, my God. I have to totally, I really want to make that into like a little thingy where it's like more, because you know what that is? Do you know what that is?
It's super familiar, but what is it?
After Peter Jennings, more Americans get their news from ABC News than from any other source. That's right.
Because I was like, that's super familiar to me, but I don't know where I've heard that before.
More Americans get their ghost stories from Real Ghost Stories Online than from any other source. I'm going to start tagging every episode with that. I love it. I absolutely love it. And I want to, it's funny. I wasn't aiming this way, but, I achieved a goal this week over on the true crime side of things. Absolute horrible, horrible, horrible story. If you've heard about this, the Devil's Den double homicide in Northwest Arkansas. It's a case that I've been covering over on the Hidden Killers podcast. And I mean, inadvertently, we kind of became the source for like all of the information. I really didn't intend to be that way, but it was something I didn't even know was going on, because it took them 6 hours to reveal that there was a double homicide in this state park where all these people were camping and just, you know, roasting marshmallows and hot dogs. And oh, by the way, there's a homicidal killer on the loose 6 hours later.
Person was on the loose. They hadn't caught this person. So, is he hiding there? There's other people on the trails.
So nobody knew anything. And like, okay, and there is very limited cell service. I get that. There's radios. There's ways. There's ways. I'm sorry. It's not 1925. There's ways.
Right.
6 hours is just kind of ridiculous in terms of public safety, because you didn't know who the hell the guy was. You didn't know where he was going. You didn't know if he'd come back. You didn't know if he was still going to be out there. So this bullshit that there was any other thing going on. And eventually, several days, well, immediately right after all this went down, I should say, we had people coming to us locally, because this is a local story here, because the local tip line that they gave out, there was no press conference, by the way. There was no let's reassure the public of anything. It was a PDF that came out in a tweet. And it's like, oh, the homicidal maniac on the loose. We know nothing really about him. We think he drives a Mazda. And here's a very generic description. And I walk around the town that they came from. Prairie Grove is where they lived. And I actually lived there for a little while. And I was going to antique stores that afternoon, the day after, and just learning about this as well. And I was just asking people in town, like, did you hear about this? Nobody had any clue that this was going on. Nobody.
And who knows where this guy is?
This is 24 hours into this damn thing. And nobody has a clue. In the town that these people are from, you know?
Oh, it's so sad.
And it was just like, well, this is weird. So I'm like kind of stewing as I'm wandering through the antique malls, and I'm on my phone and I'm like texting Robin Drake. He's one of our main correspondents over there. He was the chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program for the FBI. So a lot of knowledge there. And you know, I feel like he's so smart and he's so nice, but his intelligence is so great. So I can pass a lot of things by him and he'll come back with things that are like, oh my gosh, I did not think of that. So I started passing things by him and I started reaching out to other people, and I get back to the studio that afternoon and I put a piece out there and just basically saying, hey, here's what happened. And then I start getting inundated with emails and private messages on YouTube, on social media, and all that. Hey, we can't get through to the tip line, this main tip line that they have out there. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh, and then I get contacted by the dispatcher that wants to get information out because she feels not enough information is getting out right now for whatever reason. And I get the people who saw the guy like minutes before this all went down. He approached them and checked them out up and down. And it's the creepiest interview. I think one of the creepiest I've ever done. And it's just shocking kind of how that went down. And then you find out what happens later, and they knew exactly who that was on that trail. And we also had the a gentleman who had a video off of his house, a security camera video, capturing the vehicle.
But can't get through to the tip line.
And they can't get through the tip line. So they came to the podcaster. And then... And then when I release these things, and by the way, because they came out and they in the press conference and called me out, a certain podcaster, as you may know, like Sarah. Well, it wasn't Sarah directly. It was whoever was right below. But Sarah's sitting there nodding, you know, with her giant, you know. Anyway, it's I was just like, you're welcome. You're welcome. Because we brought you the people who gave you the sketch because they came to us first and said, we were artists. Like we could like try and sketch this. I'm like, that's a lovely idea, but let me try and get you in touch with somebody who like police sketch artists and that might be a better route. So we did. So we got them that. We got them the eyewitness because they couldn't get through to them. And we got them through back channels. And I'm sorry. Like this, it's insane. Like to go a certain podcaster. And you know what? Everyone in this community, like we got an insane amount of new subscribers to this show because of this locally, because there was zero communication from anybody and what the hell was going on.
And we were lucky.
And we were the ones that were digging into it.
Attack somebody
exactly
else.
Because they didn't even know who the hell he was exactly. Until within an hour of going and getting him, and so they ID'd the vehicle, and guess what, the ID on the vehicle, we're the ones that gave the accurate one.
God, that is crazy.
So I'm sorry. We were reporting the story. It's what reporting is. I'm sorry local media sucks that much that they can't do extremely good investigative reporting. But you know what? I did this from the comfort of my basement. And I dug around a little bit and I did not expose anything no one wanted me to not say. And at no time did anyone reach out to us and say, hey, if you get something on this area, can you hold off, please, because of the investigation? They could have reached out at any moment in time, and I would have said, of course. So this idea that we were exposing shit that wasn't, I'm sorry, they couldn't get through to you. They got through to us, and then we gave you the information. Or we sent them on to you in a direction in some way, shape, or form, or you got through to them, or they got through to you because of what we directed there for you, because you couldn't have a working tip line for 3 fucking days.
That is ridiculous, because you know damn well they would be getting tips. Were they just like over there going, so
well,
weird?
Oh, you should Somebody's have seen the look. And look, I want to say this in no way, shape, or form. Do I want to make this case about me or any fucking way, shape, or form? But it was just very insulting the way that it was laid out, and that's all. From day one, I said, your tip line's not working. Can you, and I, even the back end, I said, your tip line's not working. I tried calling it multiple times. All I got was inundated emails and messages. The tip line's not working. I can't get through to anybody. Here's what I have. Here's what I know. And we never, ever went out and like pointed out pictures of people or anything like that. That would be insane. And there was plenty of podcasters and social people who were doing that extremely irresponsibly. We never touched anything of that nature. And you know what? Everything we reported was 100% accurate at the end of the day. And you know what my friend Robin Drake said, the head of former head of the FBI's Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Unit? Your reporting is spot on because you're pissing them off.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to go with his feedback on this thing versus Sarah Huckabee. Just saying.
Sarah Huckabee, don't get me.
And you know what I did? I was just kind of feeling like this is just kind of shitty. Like I've been working my ass off just trying to like help inform the community because there just hasn't been much on this. And I have kids here. I hike there. I love this community. It was kind of a passion thing. And this is a absolutely horrific thing that happened to this couple that moved into this community. One I moved into as well. And it really hit home and it really struck a nerve in me to really dive into this damn thing. But it's just, it's disheartening when you get that bullshit thrown at you because you called them out for not having a working phone number for 3 days and you didn't inform the public for 6 hours of what the fuck was going on. I'm sorry, it happened. My point was do better. That's all I said every time. This is what happened. Do better. Just do better. And then you got to go and then you bring it up in the press conference. Like, really? You're going to bring this up in the press conference? Like, just pretend it didn't happen. I don't care. Just why are you even bringing attention to this? And I don't know. It was just silliness. Silliness. And the whole point is just fix it. All we want is to figure out who the hell did this.
And
I don't want to be at odds with somebody. And I don't want somebody to be at odds with me because I'm just reporting facts to the community that deserves to know where the hell a double homicide terror is at.
Well, and it was putting other people's lives at risk.
Yeah.
Because they don't know. They're walking the same trails. They don't know. This guy could be walking right by the couple you had on.
Well, look, I'm sorry. If someone says, here's the video of it, and nobody has seen this video yet, and then we can get a better ID on the vehicle, and then the public is more aware that, oh, this is the correct vehicle to be looking out for. It's not a fucking game of who sees it first and like, let's hinder the public's ability to identify the correct vehicle. Only cops can know the correct vehicle to look for because we don't want to spook him. You don't think he's fucking spooked already? Like me on a podcast going, hey, here's a little snippet of the vehicle in a very like grainy shot. He's not already spooked. That's going to spook him. Everything else. No, that's not spooking him yet, but that's going to, like, you idiots, come on.
That's when you also make it very clear to call 911.
Exactly.
Do not
approach
this person.
It's
do
like,
not engage with this person. Call 911 if you see this.
It was just, the whole thing was stupid. It's just like, we're all out for the same damn thing. Why are you trying to call it out? And I can't tell you the amount of people who came to the show and said, are you the quote, certain podcaster? And I'm like, yes, I am, actually. I don't know. It was so silly and so stupid because it was like, God damn it. Like all week, I'm like, I was working insane hours on this, on the back end, trying to just kind of gather what we could because I was getting inundated with information too. And just to kind of get that, I don't know. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised they're mad they got called out. But okay. My message is just simple. Still, do better. That's it.
And thank God the
there
guys
you go.
Been caught.
There's your horror story for this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
That is absolute evil.
It really felt like it. My God, like I said, I in no way, and this is the only other time I guess I'm speaking on it in a more candid way, but it was just so stupid. But in another way, it also opened up a new door on a whole other topic. This horrible, horrible story of this teacher that was transferred from district to district to district to district and eventually landed here. He was about to start teaching and then he did this. It was like, how did this guy transfer around so much and why? And then you'd start digging into that and you'd find allegations and all these ways that school districts do not communicate amongst themselves by law or reason or whatever. And it can turn into a nightmare.
Yeah.
And so we're starting to investigate that. Anyway, that's over there. Hitting Killers with Tony Bruschi. That's the longest damn promo I've ever done for that without really trying to make it a promo in any way, shape, or form. But
and I will say this, like, you are enough of an expert that ABC News reached out to you to talk about the case.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I was actually on ABC. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's how it was all tying in. So it was back to the ABC News bullshit. And that was a whole long ass Asperger story that I gave you.
It's really interesting, actually.
In true Asperger's fashion of what that all was. Because I'm like, where am I going with this? But then I just kind of like told the whole damn story in a super long fashion. But anyway, I wish no ill will on anyone. The investigators worked their ass off out there. My whole point was completely aimed at, look, the bureaucracy, the administration, they couldn't get a damn working tip line to you for 3 days. You guys deserve better. These families deserve better. I mean, come on, just own it. Okay.
2025.
It didn't work. You just fix it. Don't go and lash out at me. I mean, come on, grow up.
Certain podcaster.
Yeah.
You should put that on your business card.
I might do that actually. Whatever. Like, and you know what? I mean, this is like, we're starting to dig in and investigate shit. So if like, okay, this is some of our first forays into it. Get ready, motherfuckers, because I'm sorry. We're going to dig and we're going to call shit out. And sorry, I don't have like a corporate leader to like bow down to. So this should be fun. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. To share your real ghost stories with us. Now moving to that horror. Here's Holly in Wyoming.
My name is Holly. I am from Wyoming, and my story comes from my mom. It actually happened to a couple of her cousins. When I was fairly young, my mom would tell this story to my friends and I, and just to this day, it just sends chills down my spine. Even now, you know, just getting ready to talk about it, I'm home alone, and it's making me nervous, but let me set the scene. So this is back in the 80s. We'll just call my mom's cousins Bonnie and Joni. They're about 16, 17 years old at the time, living at home with mom and dad, just the four of them. Their parents were very well-off people. They had a lot of money, and their home was very large, probably over 5,000 square feet. And I think that I do need to mention also that this family has never believed in anything paranormal. They don't believe in God, the devil, spirits, anything. And to each their own, but I do feel it's relevant to the story. The fact that before they bought the house, a murder had actually occurred there. It didn't bother them at all. And I don't know if that has any impact on the story, but I kind of feel it does. Bonnie and Joni are home alone. Their parents are out on a business trip or something. It's the weekend. You know, they want to have some friends over. And so it's late at night, and there's probably about 10 of them down in the basement. And this basement is very, very large. You know, it's a big house, and their parents liked to have get-togethers down in this basement. So there was a large bar spanning the long wall, and then behind that was a mirror. So they're down there drinking beers, you know, hanging out, and at some point somebody, you know, brings out a Ouija board, and they all sit down around it, and initially they're asking it kind of silly questions. Then they start to ask it more questions about the house. The back part of the room was actually a big storage room, and they had the door open to that for whatever reason. And they start to hear every now and then just whispers coming out of that room, and they can't make out what they're saying. They kind of start to get a little bit more quiet. It gets, the feeling changes in the room. They all kind of start to think like, oh, you know, what, maybe this is real or something, you know. And one of the boys, he starts to get really nervous, and the kids start to poke fun at him a little bit. So at that point, somebody decides to ask the Ouija board, an actual presence here, give us a sign. And it's quiet, and all of a sudden that mirror just cracks right down the middle. That boy that was getting nervous, he instantly just like stands up and is like, this is bullshit. You guys are messing with me. I'm getting out of here. So he starts to make a beeline for the stairs. The door is at the very top of the stairs. So he hits the first two steps, and it's just like, bam, he hit a wall, and he falls back. And some of the kids run over to him, and they're like, oh, my gosh, are you okay? And he is just panic-stricken, like, whoa, what the hell just happened? I mean, it just didn't make sense. The door was at the top of the stairs, but something had prevented him from going up the stairs. You know, by this point, the kids are scared, and they decide to call it a night. The kids leave, go home, and Bonnie and Joni put the Ouija board away, and, you know, they go to bed. And so a couple nights later, Mom and Dad are home from their business trip by now, and it's middle of the night. Mom wakes up all of a sudden, and she is just drenched in sweat. She's hot. So she gets out of bed and goes into the hallway and looks at the thermostat, and it is turned up to 100 degrees. And so she's instantly like pissed and goes into Joni and Bonnie's separate bedrooms and wakes them up and is like, you guys, you cannot be doing stuff like this. This is ridiculous. And Bonnie and Joni are like, me, you know, it was Bonnie. No, it was Joni. And, you know, more up and down that it wasn't them. Well, this actually continued to happen every night for the next week or so. And just the entire time, the girls both swore that neither of them did it. They, you know, would blame the other one. Well, a couple of nights later, Bonnie is getting ready for bed. She goes into her room, lays down, turns the light off. You know, she pulls the covers up and she's sprawled out, has her leg hanging out of the bed, and she's closed her eyes, getting ready to drift off into sleep. All of a sudden, something grabs her ankle. So she sits straight up in bed, and her first thought is Joni. So she starts screaming, Joni, Joni, let go of me, you know, you bitch, this is stupid, get out of here. She starts to feel nails digging into her ankle, and it hurts at this point. And so she really starts to freak out. It didn't last very long, but it lets go. So she jumps out of bed, just red in the face, mad, looks under the bed, and there's nothing there. So she is determined to find Joni and goes into Joni's room. Joni's not there. The bed is made, lights off, nobody's there. She realizes, oh my gosh, Joni is over at a sleepover and my parents aren't home. They're off on a business trip or wherever. So she's scared. She gets a gun and goes through this huge 5,000 foot house, square foot house, and is searching every nook and cranny, closets, underneath all the beds. And she realizes she is completely alone. And she goes to go back to her room and goes in her doorway, and the Ouija board is sitting on her bed. And that's the end of the story. Whenever my mom would tell me that, I was like, so what happened? Like, did they believe in this stuff after that? You know, did anything else scary happen? And my mom would just tell me, you know, like, you know, not that I know of. They just kind of went on with their lives, and they told me this story themselves and just kind of left it at that. And so I don't know if anything else happened to these girls or the other kids that played with the Ouija board, but that story has just always stuck with me, and I sure as shit do not sleep with my foot out of the bed ever. And I never have played with a Ouija board either. I fully believe in evil spirits and everything like that. So anyway, I love your guys' show. I listen to it all the time, and I hope to hear my story. So thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. What's your thoughts on all that?
Okay. So I never, ever, ever sleep with my feet outside of the covers.
Never, ever, forever, ever, forever,
never, never, never.
But never, ever.
And since I was a little kid, because when we lived in that haunted house, I don't know, I had like this fear of something grabbing my foot. Now, I know that's irrational, and Kathy and I have talked about this before, because if it can grab your foot with it outside of the covers, it can grab your foot through the covers.
Yeah.
The covers aren't protecting you from being grabbed.
Or are they?
I've just got that, like the other night, I was really hot. And because when she said that about it being really hot at night, and then mom gets up, I'm like, well, of course, because she's a woman of a certain age, we get really hot.
Mm-hmm.
And but then when the thermostat's buried, I'm like, okay, that would piss me off too, because I'm like, I don't sleep as it is. But mm-hmm. There's just like, I was hot the other night. I had some hot flash or something. I took the covers off, and then my feet are outside the covers for like 1 second. I'm like, oh, I can't.
Yeah.
So yeah, I get that. And that would terrify me because I do live alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so what would be grabbing my foot? And so in that case, like she gets up and there's nobody at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then comes back and the damn Ouija board's on her bed. What the hell with that? And it is interesting because it was like really intense activity, like the mirror cracks and then the guy runs up the stairs and basically runs into an invisible wall or something. Like it was seriously intense paranormal activity. And I'm with the daughter, like, what happened? Like, did it stop? And mom's like, I don't know. That's the legend in our family. There's no answer to it. Like, what, these poor people were traumatized. It ends with she goes back to bed and she's home all by herself and there's a Ouija board on her bed. The end. What?
Roll credits.
There's got to be more to it. I don't know what the rest of the story is, but it makes me think it ain't good.
It does make you wonder. It does make you wonder just a little bit. What happened next in the Choose Your Own Adventure book? Hey, if you want to share your ghost story with us, we'd love to hear it. 855-853-4802. That is the phone number. Or Real Ghost Stories Online. It's a website. You know, you still go to those sometimes and you can share your story there. There's a way to submit it directly. Check that out. And if you want us ad-free, Apple Podcast premium channel there. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.